Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Ahmed Weinberg, plus straws and sex dolls. But first, this.
It's time for the guy who likes to watch the Washington Redskins more than having sex.
Chick, honey, come on. It's halftime. I really want you.
What? What? I'll be with you in a second. The Redskins are only ahead by 18. Hang on, okay?
This has been the guy who likes to watch the Washington Redskins more than having sex.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
During the break, at the very last second, we had someone enter the room.
Mm-hmm.
And can you give me the correct pronunciation, please?
Wait, I want to hear you try it.
I'm going to go with Ahmed Weinberg.
That's really good.
Is that correct?
Yeah, congrats.
So it's not just Ahmed or Ahmed or Muhammad. It's Ahmed.
Yeah, my
So you
parents...
lost an M in the beginning.
Do you know Diego Schwartzman?
No.
He's a tennis player. I thought you guys were weird names.
So, I mean, obviously, let's say the question just... jumps right out at you.
Yeah.
Typically,
what brand of Christian am I?
I'd say that'd be out.
Yeah, that isn't an option here, is it?
Yeah. No,
you know, it's like meeting someone
what
named
What kind of wasp am I?
It's like meeting someone named Saul Hitler.
Yeah, that would be.
I'm just trying to.
Didn't we have a meeting? Cut down on Hitler? Didn't we have that meeting?
Sorry, I'm just saying.
I keep thinking Hitler was his first name. Do you ever think that? Because he always goes by Hitler. He's like a one.
Yeah, he's like
person.
A Cher now.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Madonna.
Yeah.
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 And now, so seriously, what is that? This is your real name?
Yeah, of course. Wow. It would be a weird stage name to choose. <It would be.
laughs> There was like, a guy named Muhammad Weinstein. Wait a minute. Help me with this, Dean. We had a guy named Stevie Ray Fromson. Is that right?
Or Fromstein.
Stevie Ray Fromstein.
Yeah.
Came then, and that was a stage name. However,
he liked Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah.
Yeah. But
was Fromstein even a real last name for him?
I don't know.
Weird.
But so your actual name is Ahmed Weinberg.
Okay. Yeah, because my mom was actually raised Irish Catholic, and she was one of 10 children, and she ended up converting to Islam.
Right.
As you do. And then my dad was raised Jewish and converted to Islam, so that's how they met. They were just the white people at the mosque.
Yeah. Wow. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so do you do any of those standard jokes like I'm half Irish and half...
When I started, yeah, when I started...
Because I love those, by the way. I know they're super hacky, I love those jokes where they combine their ethnicities and it's always in some pejorative... Yeah, so, I'm a drunken terrorist.
Right, right. You
know, sorry.
Yeah, no, I do this bit, though, about if I was the hackiest version of myself, what I would be.
I love that.
I'd be like, I'm half Jewish and half Muslim. I walk into a crowded plaza with my mother strapped to my chest.
Okay, so that is good. New favorite joke.
Hang on a second. I can't believe I'm saying this. That's a great joke.
Do not sell yourself short.
Can I tag it?
Oh, yeah.
I walk into a crowded plaza with my mother strapped to my chest. I say, don't move or she'll go off. See, if I went full hack, I'm good at writing those jokes. Mm-hmm. I can...
See, and I'm a great audience for hacky stuff. I wanted to do this as a challenge. Josh and I have talked about this. Get some of our really great comedian friends and come up with cards with there's like 10 really hacky premises. Difference between dogs and cats, L.A., New York, and then make them... reinvent them live on stage. So as yeah. they walk up, you'd hand them four cards and go, good luck.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that stuff.
Those yeah. are...
So like hacky improv?
Yeah, but just kind of, you can make that funny again.
Of course,
I mean, Ahmed just made that very, very funny. Very oh. original, too. Can I ask you a real quick question?
Yeah, please.
Since I literally haven't even shook your hand, I didn't meet you when you came in.
He has both his hands.
Yeah, I know. What do your friends call you? Seriously, do you have a nickname or
no?
They call you Ahmed.
Ahmed, yeah.
Did it's you ever awful. Want to shorten it when you were a kid? Did you want to call me
Med?
Aha, uh-huh, Med.
Med. I mean, there's just nobody else is named Ahmed, so there's no nickname in place.
Why did she choose that?
Well, my parents had a guru, so my parents were like hippies. Basically,
God, they're complicated people.
This is
people.
Getting better.
One's Jewish, one's Catholic. They both became Muslim. They both,
my mom lived with Native group. Americans for a while. And then,
oh, for the love of God.
So, oh, wait a second.
For
Ow.
Which God?
Yeah. That's...
Which God is it for the love of?
Smanji.
This is complicated.
And my grandfather's actually a Buddhist. But anyway.
Here we go.
My parents, wait, what was your question?
About your name, where it came from.
Right, so my parents, they were hippies. My mom lived with Native Americans. And then this guru is a Sufi Muslim, which Sufism is like a mystical branch of Islam.
Okay.
And he was from Sri Lanka. So they're gurus from Sri Lanka. So Ahmed is a Sri Lankan version of Muhammad.
Gotcha.
And it's like, it only exists there. It's a Tamil origin. So...
I'm out.
As if it wasn't hard enough being
so
a white dude named Muhammad with red hair. They had to mm-hmm. go Ahmed.
Mm-hmm.
This right. is super cool.
Well, just don't say anything that's going to get us fat wad.
If you type Ahmed in your phone, it autocorrects to ashamed. So that's...
Aww.
Do you have...
is that
are
right?
That's true. That's
I bet
like,
it is.
And on dating apps, too, women are like, hey, I just want you to know that I typed in Ahmed and it said ashamed. And I'm like, that's a great way to start. That's a good spot.
So you're single, then?
I am, yeah.
Do you not have any kids?
No.
If you had any, what would you name them? Have you thought about that?
John.
Yeah, something
you, Chrissy,
so simple.
That was the punchline I was going for.
I'd name them Christmas Tree. Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
Christ. I don't know.
Jesus loving.
Jesus loving.
Wow. Okay. Well, Ahmed Weinberg is our guest. We'll find out more in a few minutes, but I was very curious. It's a rather unusual,
very unusual.
Background.
Sorry to confuse you.
No,
it wasn't
okay.
a simple answer.
No, it's cool.
Where do your are your folks still together or still alive? Where are we?
They're at? Still together. They got married on September 11th.
All right.
I'm not kidding. But it was they didn't know. It was 1988.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't.
No, of course you don't. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
you
the fortune tellers add that in.
Oh my God.
Are they? Do they live in the United States?
They live in Philly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is getting more and more complicated.
Do they have jobs?
Yes.
That's an interesting question.
My dad's a terrorist and my mom's a
no,
banker.
No.
You gotta get up, you gotta load the van, you gotta...
I just don't... What do hippies become? I don't know.
Teachers, usually.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, I was saying how much I enjoy the somewhat hacky premise when a comedian will give their ethnic background of the parents and then they'll say, therefore, I am A, and then they'll take two, usually stereotypical...
Right.
Often pejorative, often insulting characteristics associated with that ethnicity and turn it into to some joyful laughter. Is that suitable to...
Sure, yeah. It feeds into your xenophobia. Of course.
That would be fine. It doesn't need much feeding, really.
No.
It's very healthy right now. So, Ahmed, do you mind if I ask you to do a couple more hacky jokes?
I really enjoy
them, seriously.
And these are... I love these jokes. So these are I'm half Jewish, half Muslim jokes.
Okay.
I'm half Jewish and half Muslim. My nickname in high school was Osama Bargain Bin Laden. Thank you. I'm half Jewish, half Muslim. I'm on Schindler's no-fly list. Thank you.
Hey!
If you don't like that joke, something's wrong with you.
Thank you. I'm half Jewish and half Muslim. That's right. I'll hijack a plane, then I'll sell it. I have 500 of these. I support ISIS, but I write it off.
Sure.
I pray east towards Wall Street. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
I'll be here all weekend.
Oh, I love the thank
Yeah. I'm half Jewish and half Muslim. I'm a comedian and I'm bombing.
Thank you.
I'll be here. Yeah, just
tip your,
I'm on. The I'm in the small room at Helium.
Oh, these are funny. Come on.
Yes.
God. My lawyer's name is Ramadanovich. I was just on a road trip with my friend, and we were like, God, what if I had come up with my name? Like, what if it was a stage name? Ahmed Weinberg, and I was just a normal guy, and I had invented this. What are the worst jokes I could write? And we were just on this, we were just driving. We just came up with all of these, and they're so fun to write. Wow. The worse they are, the better they are. You could I was circumcised by a genie. And it's like, that's funny.
Just getting ridiculous.
I don't care who you are.
Those are so original. God, I love those. Wow. Ahmed Weinberg is our guest. And I'm surprised. I asked you before if do your friends call you by your full name.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have thought that would have been like Hammy or Ahi or...
Ahi?
Ahi?
Like a tuna?
Yeah.
Hammy?
Ahmed is A-H-A-M-E-D.
But it's not like Ahmed is all that cumbersome. It's Ahmed.
It's just weird. Nobody's
and
named Ahmed.
I think
Ahmed.
Hammy is the problem in the Jewish faith. Hammy.
That's ridiculous.
Do people of the Muslim faith eat ham, by the way?
No.
Okay, sorry.
No.
I need to do more studying.
Yeah, my nickname can't be ham.
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
unfortunately.
I'm a big Easter fan, so I'm big on the ham, frankly.
Okay. So Easter means ham to you. That's
you can have ham anytime, you know?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Just like you can have turkey at, you know, any time. You don't have to wait till Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Isn't it, you ever gone to somebody's house and like, yeah, we're making a turkey and it's July? And you're like, what a bunch of weirdos.
Yes.
I don't like any of you.
Yeah, I like to do a test turkey in October.
Sure, of course.
Just to get ready.
All right, it's close enough.
Okay.
See, these are amazing holidays where you eat food. But like growing up Muslim, our holiday was you don't eat food.
Yeah, it was all fasting, right?
Yeah, that's Ramadan is a month of you don't eat between sunrise and sunset. And I was the only Muslim in my school, so I was always starving. And they didn't know what to do with me. There was no protocol for Islam. It's like there never is. There's no like church in the. There's no mosque in the airport. Like it's always just like you're on your own. So I would you know go to the cafeteria and just watch my friends eat.
Sit with the wrestling team.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby's been puking all day. Got to make weight. Spit some more into a cup, Bobby. I'll watch you and do nothing. Sorry. We were also talking about something. You're allowed to eat pasta, I guess, right?
Yeah. My parents were vegetarians, too. It was a whole, a grab bag of.
Do you eat meat?
No, I've never. I'm actually vegan now, but I grew up vegetarian.
Have you eaten meat?
I have, yeah. That was part of my rebellion in high school was eating chicken.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Wow.
When kids would, sneak off and smoke pot, I was like eating some chicken McNuggets.
They're good, aren't they?
Behind the bleachers.
But we have...
Motley Crue never sang about that, did
No.
they?
Nuggets in the boys' room. Yes, indeed.
It did feel like drugs. It felt like I had to, like... I would have to, like, cover it up in my breath, you know?
Yeah.
Like, use mouthwash so my parents wouldn't smell the chicken I had been eating. But I worked at a Mexican restaurant, and there was, like, such good food there that I just couldn't resist. I was just... Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there such a thing as a, I guess there would be a Mexican, and you live in L.A.?
I live in L.A. now,
there's probably some Mexican-based vegan restaurants, I would
imagine. Oh, yeah, yeah. L.A. is just a poodle of a city. It's just everything's so precious and anything you want. If, like, whatever your dietary restrictions are, whatever religion you are, whatever thing you are, if you're a gluten-free agnostic, there's a place for you.
Yeah, but just don't use a straw or they'll shoot you. Yeah. Well, speaking of straws, I'm reading more about these pasta straws.
Oh, yes. Pasta straws.
Are you going to buy some, Christy?
Well, the ones that we were talking about, they only sell in bulk of 1,000, and I don't know if you're going to use them enough for me to invest $75.
Good question. If you don't use them as straws, you could just cook them.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Then you've got pasta.
Yes. Yeah, I guess.
That's true. Another competitor called Hay Straws, H-A-Y, but they kind of look like hay, and I didn't know if they were pasta or not.
Hay?
H-A-Y.
What am I, Huck Finn? I'm not drinking out of a hay.
I don't know if it's hay. I think it's pasta, but...
Oh, it's like because hay looks like straw.
Yeah.
Our friend Steve writes in and says he says forget the pasta straw. He bites the ends off strawberry Twizzlers.
Oh, there you go.
And uses those.
No, seriously, we can't some inventor out there figure out a way to make... plastic straws that we can properly
dispose but here's the thing. If you, and pardon my French, but if you push down in the cup lid, the middle part, the anus of the cup, if you open that up with your finger and then the paper straw will not get ruined by the teeth of that thing and your paper straw will be fine. That's a secret. If you just open that hole up.
So, oh, yeah, this is a tough sell, top. Though.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah. When you do that motion, having trouble meeting women, huh?
I mean, women are actually into that right now. But I'm just saying that if you just open up that part, paper straws are fine.
Well, paper straws do get soggy.
Yeah, they're awful. Come on. We can figure out a way to do this.
Dismissed as awful.
We need a new amendment to the Constitution.
Tom, you've been windbagged here.
Uh-oh. Okay, now what?
Earlier, Ahmed, I believe you mentioned bow tie pasta. You said you didn't know what it was called, and Tom said it was called
bow tie pasta.
Yeah,
isn't it farfalla or something?
It is. It's
that it?
Farfalla. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Chris tells us to educate ourselves.
Hmm.
Any toddler at Olive Garden would know.
Oh.
Very windbaggy.
He's the new vice president.
Very windbaggy.
Well, I think at Olive Garden, the kids' pasta has the little stars, maybe the macaroni and cheese. Or maybe right. It's the baby shells. Oh, it's so good.
Baby shells.
Are plastic stirrers legal?
They're still at Starbucks, but I don't think for much longer.
Oh, those are going out too?
Yeah.
They use the wooden ones.
I'm the only one that's opposed to the opposition to the straw thing, so sorry. I'm going to buy as many as I can. I'm going to hoard them.
Yeah.
And we
look forward to reading your book, On the Wrong Side of History, by Thomas Beagar.
I Killed the Ocean, by Thomas Beagar as well.
Right.
Turtle Schmurtles.
Why is the sky black? By Tom Griswold. It all started back in 19 when I...
Okay, sorry. Back to you, Christy. What else have you got?
A company called Silicon Sex World is reporting that sex doll customers are asking for dolls...
to be cleaned every now and again?
To be made to look like that of their friends' girlfriends.
Wait a minute.
How awkward.
That's weird.
The doll manufacturer.
This is awkward twice.
Come here. Look at my new girlfriend. She looks just like your wife.
So yeah. It happened, which is awkward, but how did it get out that it was happening? It's awkward.
Well, product specialist Andy Phelps says, quote, "We do get customers who inquire about celebrity dolls, although they're not as popular as you may think.
No.
We're now getting requests for dolls that look like friends' girlfriends."
That's right. Yeah.
He said, "Creating the dolls as easy as sending in a picture of the person you want her to look like."
She should be with me.
Mm.
Hey, Larry, can I borrow a picture of your mom?
These dolls are not cheap. They can cost upwards of $8,000.
Worth everything.
There's a picture here of a guy sculpting the face based on a photograph.
Is that a euphemism?
Wow. Sculpting the face. No, sorry.
Of the doll?
That's really weird.
Yeah.
How would you explain that?
I guess you just never show them. Never let them know.
Christy, see the guy right here? There's the picture he's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the tools and he's sculpting a plastic face.
You know what? At least he has an honorable
Oh, gosh.
Profession.
Here's one halfway
he's
through the factory where the naked woman, the naked woman's head is on backwards. There's probably some guy going, "Wait a minute, keep it that way."
Yeah, he imprinted during The Exorcist.
That's how I want her. Oh, that's
wow.
That's just sad. That'd be a great scene in a horror movie, wouldn't it?
What's that? A sex doll?
The buddies over to some series of murders or something going on, and it turns out that this guy's got sex dolls that look like all the victims.
Oh boy,
that would be creepy.
Or what about a one where a sex doll comes to life? Actually, they make that movie.
Yeah, they did.
Kind of like Chucky, but she had a similar name. Rhymed. But
we picked up on it.
It rhymed.
Hey, Ahmed, you got any more of those jokes about being half Muslim, half Jewish? I love these.
Hold on, let me open my.
These are great. Well, once again, our guest is a comedian, Ahmed Weinberg. That's his actual name. Rather unusual background. Hippie parents, one Jewish, one Catholic, and they ended up converting to Muslim.
I am half Jewish, half Muslim. I went to Sharia law school. Okay, these are going to get worse and worse. When I blow myself up, I'll go to heaven and be greeted by 72 virgins. making for a grand total of 73 virgins.
Another good one.
I got to tell my friend who I wrote these with that they are killing on morning radio. It's so, this is a dream come true.
Oh, they're so funny.
I'm half Jewish and half Muslim. My favorite director is Woody Allah.
Very silly.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.